listening to episode number 1846 of the Who Cares News for Friday, October 30th, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Happy Friday, y'all.
Happy Halloween.
You do that pretty good. I was going to say, where's your broom?
I parked it responsibly.
Well, good for you.
I think. I just have to remember where I parked it. That's all. It's always the challenge.
Yep, indeed. Tomorrow, of course, Halloween. Everybody knows that. I've got some random facts for you about Halloween.
All right.
This will be the first full moon on Halloween since 2001, but it technically didn't become a true full moon on that date until 12:41 a.m.
Right.
On the East Coast that year. This year will be the first full moon on Halloween for the whole country since 1944, and it's a blue moon because it's the second full moon of the month, which it would have been in 1944 as well.
Yes. Yeah.
So there you go. Little fun fact.
Hey, I got a fun fact.
Yeah.
44-88-2020.
What's that?
Well, 44, I mainly thought of 88, which was the World Series and Lakers.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And now it's 2020. Never mind. Go ahead.
Where did that go?
Nowhere. It goes nowhere.
It goes nowhere.
Except in a drawer.
The most popular costumes for dogs are pumpkins, hot dogs, and superheroes. Do you dress up your dog for Halloween?
My husband will not let me put even a sweater on the dog, period.
Around 80% of pumpkins are picked in October. I don't know if you knew that or not. Around 2 billion pounds of pumpkins.
That would make sense.
2 billion pounds of pumpkins are grown in the U.S. every year. Wow.
Woo!
That's a lot of pumpkins. That's a lot of pumpkin pie.
Why does people think pumpkin pie is only for Thanksgiving?
Because that's pumpkins are not picked till October. You can have pumpkin pie year round, of course, because we have.
I always had it for Christmas too. Yeah. Mm.
The most popular children's costume in any given year is a princess, and I remember being a princess when I was little. I'm still one. 72% of parents admit to this. What do you think it is? Stealing candy from their kids.
Yeah.
Most popular Halloween candies are Skittles, Reese's, Peanut Butter Cups, M&M's, Snickers, and Starburst. Taste the rainbow. There you go. Some random
candy
facts for Halloween.
Ooh.
All right. It's time for the Who Cares News, which, you know, we can't wait to get to. What's going on?
Oh, another one to scratch off your list. Another man that you already hate.
Oh.
Congratulations to Scar Joe and Colin Jost, who got hitched last weekend. Yeah.
That now makes them officially Scar Jost.
Look at you.
Yeah, look at me being funny in my sorrow.
Announcement was made yesterday in an Insta post by the charity Meals on Wheels.
What?
Now, why Meals on Wheels, you may ask?
I'm asking. Meals on Wheels?
Because Scar Jost wanted to, I had to think about that.
Scar Jost.
Because Scar Jost wanted to give them some publicity.
Oh, you know, like Katie and Orlando did when the little Daisy was born.
Little Daisy Blooms.
Yeah, they did that for, which charity was it? Oh, it was UNICEF, because they're UNICEF ambassadors. Yeah, you know. Okay, all right. So Scar Jost, this is a new thing. Instead of selling your pictures and information to the tabloids, you give it to these charities and hopefully bring some attention to them. That's a smart idea.
Which I think is good.
I do too. I think
they asked people to consider donating to celebrate the happy couple.
What is he going to do for a living? People aren't banging on his door to come.
Zoom stand-up?
Of course, he doesn't have to work. He's married to Scarlett Johansson.
I was
going to
say, he can be a kept man.
Yeah, he can be a kept man.
It says Scarlett and Colin
I'd like
had
to be a kept man. What are you talking about?
For Halle Berry.
Well, that's true.
They
you
said,
got it in. That's great. All right.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thanks.
Well, they said it was an intimate ceremony with immediate family and loved ones following COVID-19 safety precautions as directed by the CDC.
Of course, just like the World Series celebration was following CDC. Oh, wait.
Well,
no, not necessarily true. Wah, wah, wah. Sorry.
They dated for 2 years.
Yeah.
Good grief, time flies.
Yeah, I gave up on her a long time ago.
Okay.
Yeah, because she's been married before, right?
Well, they got engaged in 2019, yeah. And this is Colin's first marriage.
Okay, yeah, whatever.
But Scarlett's third.
She not only plays the Black Widow. Wait a minute, I didn't say that out loud, did I? Oh.
Well, she was hitched to Ryan Reynolds.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah, her and Ryan.
From
He's the one that got away, ScarJo. He is.
Yeah.
Because look at that guy. He owns a gin company, and he's freaking Deadpool. Come on.
And then there was some guy in the middle named Romain Dariak.
What was the deal with
him? I don't remember.
He had something to do with the industry, I think. Hmm. Maybe not.
And she has a six-year-old kid with him.
Yeah.
A daughter.
Yeah. But they've been, this Jost guy, they can't split up now because it would mess up the name, the Scar Jost.
Yeah. Hey, the 40th birthday bash that never ends.
Oh, my God. There's more? But wait, there's more.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Kanye gave Kimmy a really cool present.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. A hologram of her late father, Robert Kardashian.
Ooh, that's not creepy. And God. I don't even want to think about that. Oh, God. I brought Daddy back to life.
Now, hologram Robert...
Yes.
He even tells Kim how proud he is of the whole family and how he's watching over all of them. And he loves the fact that she's continuing his legacy by studying to become a lawyer.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Oh,
okay.
And.
Oh, wait, there's more?
Yes.
Oh, no.
He also told Kim that she married, quote, the most genius man in the whole world,
what?
Kanye West.
What?
Dun,
oh my
dun,
God, I can't believe he did that.
Dun.
He's off his meds again. He's off his meds again.
Was he ever back on?
I'm a little worried about this whole hologram technology anyway, because they've been doing it.
It's a little weird.
You know, Whitney Houston, they were going to do a whole tour of Whitney's holograms. Like,
And then, of course, they did
Michael Jackson. They've done Elvis. They've done, and now... Of course, Robert Kardashian.
People would pay to go see a hologram.
Well, they were selling tickets to go see Whitney Houston perform as a hologram. What are you going as tomorrow?
Couch potato. That's where I'll be.
All right.
My daughter and I, we wanted to, you know, make sure I gave the kiddies some joy. And
yeah.
We figured out how to, you know, put candy out there and be safe distance and the whole bit. But since it's strongly discouraged for trick-or-treating, I'm not going to go against it. I'll just stay inside.
That's wise.
The park in town is doing something, and I checked the trick-or-treating map, and there's
gather.
Only one house on our area.
They can't gather. That's the thing. You
know, I know.
Thing.
It's a drive-through. So you drive past, and people just keep social distancing.
Throw the candy.
Yes, roll your window down.
There you go. Boom.
Ouch. Open the door. Let me see your costume. Awesome. Close the door.
Adventures. Oh, my God, those hurt. All right, we're out of here. Back on Monday. Have a great weekend, and
don't forget to turn your clock back to get one extra hour of 2020.
Your phone will already do that. Don't worry about it. Don't have to worry about it.
The one on my coffee maker does not.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
Anyway, see you Monday, and
that's all the news you could care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.